This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. U.S. authorities are continuing their investigation of a man found in possession of an explosive yesterday on an American Airlines flight. The Paris to Miami flight was diverted to Boston after the man was subdued by crew and passengers. He was later taken into FBI custody. In France, anti-terror judges have opened an investigation into how the man was able to get past security measures at Charles de Gaulle Airport. NPR's Nick Spicer is on the line from Paris. Nick, what are the French authorities saying today?
Well, what authorities are saying is being said with some embarrassment. The fact is that the suspect was turned away at Charles de Gaulle Airport Friday, then allowed to board the same flight to Miami on Saturday. According to the head of the Border Police, whom I spoke with earlier today, on Friday, American Airlines officials thought the man was suspicious because he didn't have any bags for a long-haul flight. He also had a one-way ticket, and his passport had been recently issued in Belgium. So the airline called police, which did its own checking, and then refused to allow him on board. The next day, he boarded with no problem. So police officials now are saying they're convinced his passport was genuine, that they did their job, and they just can't explain how he managed to get on the plane.
This incident will make many people question whether the security measures at foreign airports are adequate. How satisfactory are levels of security there?
Well, the French take security in public places and in public transport very seriously, especially since a wave of Islamist terror bombings in the 1990s. And Charles de Gaulle Airport is, of course, no exception to that rule. An official told me that since September the 11th, the number of police and soldiers on the job of providing security there has been multiplied by 5 to about 300 people. But he also said, though, that there were 3 parts to security. First, there's the airlines, who get to look at passengers, and then border police, who afterwards check passports, and then officials at the Paris Airport Authority, who operate the metal detectors that passengers go through. The investigation that's been opened will decide who among the 3 is to bear the blame.
Is there any way this man could have been detected and stopped from boarding the plane?
The border police I spoke with said the only way he could have been caught was with a bomb-sniffing dog, and there are only about 10 of them at the airport. The problem is that there are about 48 million passengers a year at Charles de Gaulle Airport, so checking all of them for explosives would be very difficult.
Now, what are the French planning to do?
First of all, they're going to be extra careful with people's shoes and frisk a lot more people. They're going to coordinate with American authorities on this investigation, especially the FBI. And the FBI is actually providing the French with much of the information that we're getting here on my end in Paris about who the suspect is, his nationality, and so on. And finally, Lisa, if there is a link to a terror network, to Al-Qaeda or anyone else, I think we'll find out pretty quickly from French anti-terror judges.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Lisa.